Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine-Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Right Stuff by Tom Wolfe is a landmark work of narrative nonfiction that captures the daring, competitive world of American test pilots and the early astronauts of the Mercury program. Set against the Cold War race for technological and symbolic dominance, the book follows the culture that formed around speed, risk, and a near-mythic idea of personal nerve. Wolf traces how elite pilots at places like Edwards Air Force Base became national icons almost overnight, and how NASA built a public story of calm heroism while privately managing pressure, uncertainty, and politics. Rather than presenting the space race as a straightforward march of progress, the book explores the people who lived inside it, including their ambitions, rivalries, and the complicated demands placed on their families. With sharp social observation and a feel for status, image, and institutional power, Wolf shows how hero-making works and what it costs, turning a pivotal era into a vivid study of American identity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the test pilot culture and the meaning of courage. A central topic is the subculture of test pilots, where the idea of bravery is measured less by speeches and more by choices made at the edge of survival. Wolf portrays this world as one built on skill, restraint, and a highly specific sense of honor, where reputation is everything and fear must be managed without performance. The book emphasizes how these pilots operated in a setting that rewarded calm under pressure, technical mastery, and a willingness to accept consequences that most people never face. This environment creates its own hierarchy, language, and rituals, and the pursuit of recognition becomes inseparable from the pursuit of safety and excellence. Wolf also highlights how courage is not a single moment, but a sustained pattern of decisions. What risks to take, when to abort, how to report mistakes, and how to maintain composure when systems fail. By unpacking the social mechanics of the flight test community, the narrative invites readers to see heroism as a craft shaped by institutions, peer judgment, and the constant presence of danger, rather than as a simple personality trait. Secondly, from pilots to astronauts, selection, rivalry, and status, the book examines how the first astronauts emerged from the military aviation pipeline and how NASA selection instantly reconfigured status. Men who were already elite in a narrow professional world suddenly became contenders in a national arena, where competition was amplified by media attention, internal rankings, and the pressure to be first. Wolf explores how rivalry can exist alongside teamwork, especially when individual careers are tied to mission assignments that only a few will receive. The astronaut corps becomes a social microcosm with its own pecking order, informal alliances, and anxieties about who truly belongs at the top. The narrative also shows the tension between private ambition and public expectations of selfless patriotism, a tension that NASA had to manage carefully. Readers see how selection criteria, training performance, and personal presentation can determine opportunity as much as raw talent. The topic reveals a broader truth about high achievement environments. When the stakes are limited seats and historic outcomes, the struggle for recognition becomes psychological as well as professional, affecting identity, friendships, and the ability to handle scrutiny. Thirdly, NASA, politics, and the manufacture of public heroism, another major topic, is how NASA and its partners shaped a public narrative of the space program, balancing transparency with the need to maintain confidence during an intense geopolitical contest. Wolf depicts the space race not only as an engineering challenge, but as a political theater in which public relations, congressional oversight, military interests, and national morale all intersect. Astronauts become symbols, and their image must be protected, which creates a gap between what the public is encouraged to believe and what insiders experience. The book highlights how institutional messaging can simplify complex realities, turning uncertain experiments into clean storylines of progress and calm professionalism. This process influences who gets credit, how setbacks are explained, and how individual personalities are framed for mass consumption. The topic also addresses the pressures placed on the astronauts themselves, who must perform as disciplined representatives even when they disagree with decisions or feel limited by bureaucracy. Through this lens, Wolf invites readers to consider how modern hero-making works, how organizations build legitimacy, and how national projects rely on narrative control as much as on technical success. Fourthly, engineering limits and human agency in early spaceflight. Wolf pays close attention to the interplay between machines and the people entrusted with them, especially in the early days when spacecraft design left astronauts with constrained control. The book explores the frustrations and philosophical stakes of that limitation. Highly trained pilots who identify as active operators confront vehicles that can feel more like automated capsules than aircraft. This raises questions about what, exactly, makes an astronaut a pilot, and what kind of competence is being honored by the public. The narrative shows how engineering uncertainty, incomplete testing, and evolving procedures shape decision-making, and how risk is distributed across designers, administrators, and crew. It also captures the way technical constraints become personal challenges, pushing individuals to advocate for more influence over their missions and to prove their value beyond simply enduring launch and re-entry. The topic illustrates a recurring theme in technological history. Progress often advances through imperfect systems, and human agency is negotiated rather than assumed. For readers, it offers insight into how complex projects manage danger, how professionals respond when their expertise is partially sidelined, and how dignity can hinge on the ability to act. Lastly, family life, identity, and the cost of high-stakes glory. Beyond cockpit and capsule, the book examines the domestic and social consequences of public heroism. Wolf portrays how astronaut families were pulled into the spotlight, expected to embody a reassuring image of stability while living with uncertainty, frequent absences, and the knowledge that catastrophe was always possible. This creates a second, quieter arena of performance, where spouses and children navigate rumors, media intrusions, and community pressure without the authority that the astronauts hold inside the program. The book explores how identity is shaped by external labels, as pilots become celebrities and households become part of a national narrative. It also shows how status can be both protective and corrosive, bringing privileges while intensifying scrutiny and isolating families from ordinary support networks. The topic underscores that the pursuit of extraordinary achievement rarely affects only the individual. It restructures relationships, expectations, and emotional resilience. For modern readers, this dimension connects the space race to contemporary issues in demanding careers, such as balancing ambition with family stability, managing public perception, and acknowledging that the costs of success are often paid in private long after the headlines fade. In conclusion, this book suits readers interested in the early American space program, aviation history, Cold War culture, and the human psychology of elite performance. It also works well for anyone who likes nonfiction that reads with the momentum of a novel while still grappling with real institutions, real incentives, and real risk. The benefit is not only historical knowledge, but a clearer view of how courage is constructed and judged, how organizations create heroes, and how ambition operates inside tight hierarchies where recognition is scarce. Those lessons translate to modern life in competitive fields, where image management, peer status, and bureaucratic constraints can shape outcomes as much as skill. Compared with more technical space histories or straightforward biographies of astronauts, Wolf offers a broader social anatomy of the era, linking the flight line, the press, the government, and the home. That wider lens helps readers understand not just what happened, but why people behaved as they did and how myth and reality interact. It is worth buying because it delivers context, character, and cultural insight in one cohesive narrative. If you would like to support Tom Wolf, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.